Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do.
Herbie Hancock reimagines pop again. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, the jazz innovator and pianist talks about a star-studded album that continues his reworking of pop music. And later, pianos aren't just for people like Herbie Hancock. We'll hear about a public art project that's distributing pianos throughout New York. And live music in our studio from the Irish musician Conor O'Brien, who records under the name Villagers. But we begin with Herbie Hancock. His jazz credentials stand on their own. He spent time in one of the great ensembles led by Miles Davis. He pioneered the fusion of funk and jazz in the 70s with his band The Headhunters. But if you look only at his towering jazz legacy, you'll miss Hancock's impact on pop music. He scored a hit with Rocket in the 1980s, and just 2 years ago, nabbed the Album of the Year Grammy for a record that paid tribute to one of pop's great songwriters, Joni Mitchell. Today, Herbie Hancock joins us to talk about another boundary-blurring project, a new album called The Imagine Project. Herbie, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Oh, thanks, John.
So, The Imagine Project, as we can hear in the background, obviously inspired by the song Imagine by John Lennon. Was that really the starting point for this whole project?
Well, there were a couple of things that happened. I was thinking about, you know, what purpose would I want the record to serve, you know, before I even decided anything on tunes. And the question was, why do I want to make a record?
Mm-hmm.
So
you made enough of them. Do you need a reason to make another one?
Well, from this point on, I will need a reason every time. Because I wanted to focus on something. And so I decided that I wanted to focus somehow on globalization. Because I wanted to look at issues of today. And so I started thinking naturally about the financial crisis. You know? And well, back then, that was before the big oil spill. So this was a year and a half ago. I started this project a year and a half ago. And so I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about globalization hitting the average American really for the first time, in their backyard, so to speak, because of, you know, banks being, you know, too big to fail, and that whole idea. And anyway, around the same time, my attorney, Ken Hertz, called me up one day, and he said, "I have an idea for something that might be right up your alley for a record." He said, "What if you did an album about peace, based off of John Lennon's song Imagine, you know, kind of using it as a springboard?" And I said, "Perfect." I said, "That fits right in." I was thinking about globalization. Imagine, you know, Imagine has so much hope in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of put the two together, and what I wound up was peace through global collaboration.
And you took that literally. I mean, you know, the cast of thousands on this record includes some of the biggest names in Western pop, but also like really big names from the fields of Celtic and West African and Indian music, and so that was part of the initial idea as
that
well.
Absolutely, was part of the initial idea.
So one example of the new Herbie Hancock record, the Imagine Project, is Herbie, you do this version of "The Times They Are a Changin'," the Dylan song. Did you choose all of these songs yourself?
Well, there was a combination, a team. That was a combination of Larry Klein, who was the producer. And the executive producers, Melinda Murphy and Alan Mintz. Combined, we all kind of put our heads together. And Larry, most of the ideas came from Larry. He did a lot of research, and because he didn't know the artists from the countries outside of America or outside of the West.
Right, right.
And so he did some research and found some things and made some suggestions to me. He found the poem of Rainer Maria Rilke
mm-hmm.
that we use on the song. The song goes on, which we recorded in Mumbai with Chaka Khan and an Indian singer named Chitra, who sings in Hindi on the record.
And so, with Anushka Shankar on
Anushka
sitar.
Anushka Shankar, yeah.
Ravi's daughter.
So we actually have seven languages represented on this record.
Well, you have two just in the Bob Dylan song, because Lisa Hannigan
right.
sings in English
right.
and then in Gaelic. Here it is from the Herbie Hancock record, The Imagine Project.
Rapidly fading, and the first word now, it will later be last, for the times they are changing. Smile upon draw, and the storm shine round the hill. And the storm shine round the hill.
Bob Dylan's song, The Times They Are A-Changin', in an arrangement that features my guest, Herbie Hancock, on piano from Herbie's forthcoming record, The Imagine Project. It's actually out this coming Tuesday, and features Lisa Hannigan singing in both English and Gaelic. You have The Chieftains, the legendary Irish band, playing with you. Our old friend Toumani Djibati, the kora player from Mali in West Africa, all on this one track.
Right.
Now, were you guys all in one place at one time when you recorded this?
No, we recorded Lisa and actually in my studio in California, and we recorded The Chieftains in Dublin.
Hmm.
We did the track actually in Paris.
So you actually, I mean, this was a globe-trotting record in a literal sense.
Yeah. I wanted it to be that way. I wanted to as much as I could, kind of immerse myself in some way into the culture. And you have to be there. You have to smell the air. You have to taste the food. You have to see the people and get a feeling for it.
Right.
And I've been to many of those places before, but I wanted to again, let's say again, immerse myself in those, in even if it was just for a day or 2 days,
mm-hmm.
And because I really wanted to, like, sincerely, put 100% into this, doing this record.
Well, there are a lot
because the message is a message we need to hear.
Mm-hmm. So the message of
it's about
one globe, globalization.
Through global collaboration.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain sterile quality to a lot of records that attempt to do this. And you can often tell when the lead singer, most notoriously perhaps Frank Sinatra, with his duets record with people like Bono from U2 and stuff, guy was never in the room with any of those people, It's just like he cut his tracks, Bono came in, and the twain never met, as the saying goes. So you tried specifically to avoid that.
Right. We did a combination of things because we're dealing with artists who are, popular artists,
mm-hmm.
Who have their own careers and who are doing their own records and are on tour. And sometimes it just wasn't feasible to have them all in one place at the same time. Actually, the first track that we cut was done in Mumbai. And I was in India anyway, during, it was a State Department thing with the Thelonious Monk Institute. And I knew that I was going to be working with Chaka Khan, among other artists. And I knew that I was going to meet, again, Anushka Shankar, mm-hmm. who I'd met once before when the World Economic Forum was in New York. We played on that was a thing that Quincy Jones put together for that. You know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we let them know that I was doing this project, and we found that there was a day off. We found a studio, and then we did research for Indian singers, and we got Chitra, and we recorded that live.
In Mumbai. Mumbai.
Right. The only person who wasn't live was Wayne Shorter.
The great sax player, who is a big part of the sound of this track as well. Let's hear a little bit of this, also from the forthcoming Herbie Hancock record, The Imagine Project. Voices from India and the West, Chaka Khan and Chitra. Herbie Hancock, of course, at the piano. And the song is called The Song Goes On. So, Herbie, this is the Rainer Maria Rilke poem that you were talking about before, and producer Larry Klein doing sort of a musical setting of it.
Right.
Wayne Shorter comes in. I mean, throughout the record, the list of stars is really quite impressive. John Legend, Dave Matthews, we've heard the Chieftains. Indiari, Seal, Pink, so many others. I mentioned at the top of the show, you've done a lot of this sort of thing over the years, you know, stepping out of jazz, crossing over into pop. You get a fair amount of stick for it every time you do it. You know, people, oh, he's selling out and stuff. At this point, do you even hear that anymore? And if so, how do you deal with that?
It's not my problem. I don't deal with it. You know, anybody's welcome to their opinion. They can like it or not like it. If they happen to be a critic, that's their job.
Hmm.
You know, they're part of the public as far as I'm concerned. And the person I have to be responsible to is my own feelings. I'm the only person inside this body. So I have to answer to myself. And if all I'm doing is following what other people are telling me to do, I'm not really working toward justifying my own existence. I mean, we're not here to just do what people tell us to do.
Yeah. That sort of comes back to the very first thing you said on the show today, which is you were looking for a reason to do this record.
Yeah, and the reasons... You know, I practice Buddhism, and I've been practicing now for 38 years. And one of the great things...
You must be pretty good at it by now, then.
I'm still learning.
A very, very Buddhist thing to say, yeah.
one of the incredible things about this Buddhism is that not only do we believe that everyone is the Buddha, and this is Nichiren Buddhism that I practice, but that the thing that can make anything have value is if it serves humanity. If it doesn't serve humanity, then the value is only surface value. So essentially, it doesn't have value.
Hmm.
Somehow, it has to serve humanity one way or the other.
Do we need to rethink the role of music then? Because for many people, you know, music is just, it's a nice kind of entertainment. The idea of music as a service to humanity, I mean, it's not a new idea, but it may not necessarily be the big idea, the first idea that people think of.
Yeah, but that serves humanity. If it's entertainment, it serves humanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got to have fun. What's being human without having fun?
You know, you want to talk about having fun. I don't know what the recording session was like for Timitant Tillet and the Bob Marley Exodus song with this band Tinariwen from Mali. But this, the combination of you and the guys from Los Lobos and this Malian nomadic band called Tinariwen just sounds like a great big party in the studio.
It was fun.
So
yeah.
you were where did you record this?
Well,
we
recorded that in Paris.
It turned out
that most of the African groups on the record were in either in Paris or Europe near mm-hmm. France, and that was a window of opportunity of about 5 days, where we actually recorded three different songs for this record.
Well,
we were really lucky.
You were lucky, and we are lucky, too, because this is a real killer track from the record called The Imagine Project by Herbie Hancock. Marley's Exodus paired with what I can only imagine Herbie Hancock is a kind of traditional Tuareg tune, this Timitant Tillet. This is from the forthcoming Herbie Hancock record, The Imagine Project, which is out on Tuesday, and this track featuring the Somali-Canadian rapper Kanan, Los Lobos, and Tinariwen, this group that trained in the armed camps of Libya during a period of civil war, gave up their machine guns for electric guitars, and as I said, it just sounds like a great time in the studio.
Oh, you know the whole history of these guys. Oh, great.
They're amazing.
Yeah, real nice people, too.
Now, so that's, you know, bringing that sound to a wider audience, is that also part of the mission of this album?
No. No, it's that is a sort of an ancillary advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's one of the side effects.
A great side effect. The idea really was that you can't put music together like this unless you have people from various cultures involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only one way to do this. So, looking at it the other way, look what you can do when you open yourself up to embrace other cultures. Look how far you can expand your palate. And that's what it's about. We need to do that. You know, first of all, Americans are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we forget that we're immigrants. You know, this is an immigrant country. And for those who are in Arizona, they've forgotten that the people whose ancestors are from here are the Mexicans, right?
So
they wouldn't be immigrants,
yeah.
You know, except we tossed them out and we killed them, right? So anyway, next. So well, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should kind of walk softly when we're...
Well, you know, just a week or so ago on the show, we were talking about the musicians boycotting Arizona. Are you in favor of that, or do you think it's important to go there, be seen, be heard?
I don't know which position would be the most effective, but there needs to be something done, because we should be ashamed of doing stuff like that, you know?
Herbie Hancock has little to be ashamed of in a career that is now spanning some 5 or 6 decades. In fact, he just turned 70, and in honor of Herbie's 70th birthday, there is a program at Carnegie Hall a week from today called 7 Decades, The Birthday Celebration, part of the Care Fusion Jazz Festival. The album, The Imagine Project, is out next Tuesday. Herbie Hancock's been with me on Soundcheck today. Always great to see you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, John. Pleasure.
Herbie Hancock with Space Captain, song recorded by Joe Cocker back in 1970, and it's on his new album, The Imagine Project. In a moment, we'll turn to another piano luminary, The Average New Yorker. We'll hear about a new art installation that lets you play upright pianos set out across the 5 boroughs. And then later, live music from the acoustic folk outfit Villagers from Ireland in our New York studio. That's later on Soundcheck.